Welcome to Dunking with the Dolphins, brought to you by the 1970 Club, the NIL Collective for JU Men's Basketball. This is Mark Usden, along with my co-host today, Jossie Powell and Rob McCray. Gentlemen, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
Last week, we had a nice discussion about the end of the season and the run you guys made in the ASUN tournament. So I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about the offseason coming up and then your plans and expectations for next year. So first of all, offseason plans. Gee, tell me about what you're planning to do this spring for the rest of the semester and what your thoughts are on the summer and getting ready for next season.
So first and foremost, it's finish my classes because I have graduation on the 27th. So really just focus on like getting ready to walk the stage and really have an accomplishment, get my degree really. And then moving on to the next year of basketball, really just getting healthy because I had a late start last year. So really just focusing on doing my rehab and really just this summer's focus is everybody have the same goal from the start to finish, just win, really.
And you'll get your degree, your bachelor's degree this, and when you walk at the end of April, early May, and then for next season, you could pursue while you play your final year of eligibility, you could pursue a master's degree. Is that right? And that's something you're interested in?
For sure.
Rob, a little different situation for you. You've got, tell me about what you want to do this spring in terms of preparing not only for next year, but also preparing for what may be opportunities in the future at the professional level.
So I had a talk with Coach Mintz earlier. I'm going to declare for the draft,
right?
Keeping my eligibility. So, you know, I'm gonna just see what that like, get that experience, get feedback from the NBA, see what I need to work on, you know, just grinding it out.
Right.
Getting ready for next season.
Okay. And you have, you go ahead and you fill out the paperwork,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the ability without hiring an A. I'm just going to educate our audience a little bit about how this works. You do not hire an agent, but you do get evaluated by professional scouts and professional teams. And they, at the end of that process, you'll get some feedback about how they assess you, what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, that sort of thing. And then you have the opportunity on a date deadline to withdraw from the NBA draft unless you feel like you're going to be drafted very high in the draft. So if that does not occur, you'll withdraw from the draft and then have complete eligibility and be able to return.
Yep.
Do you know anybody who I know you know a number of guys who have gone on to that professional level. Do you know anybody that's gone through this process that you're about to go through?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that actually.
Right. And they thought it was helpful. Is that what they basically gave you some feedback about going through the process of getting evaluated?
Like based on like what they're doing now, it was pretty helpful. So
yes, I gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So let's go back and talk a little more specifically, G, about the areas you need to work on, you feel will make you a better player next year. As we sit here right now, what are those the areas you think you've got to get better in?
Really just like I told you, how I had a late start. Really just like my body, my like preparation and stuff, like my rehab. I feel like when it comes to basketball, I was a little step slow when it comes to movement, lateral movement and stuff because I didn't have that proper off season. So really this off season, like not basketball related, really just get my body right and get back.
And you're going to do that. And what, I mean, I assume one of the things you want to do is just get in better overall physical shape, top to bottom, whether it's cardio, whether it's strength.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your, did you feel like you were not in as good a shape as you had been this season as compared to previous seasons because of the foot injury? Did you feel that way, that you weren't quite?
Definitely towards the beginning of the season. But I feel like towards the end, like when it's do or die, you're not really getting tired no matter what the situation is.
And Rob, I know we've touched on this before, but what are the things, not only in the NBA evaluation process that you'll be going through, but also just on your own, what are the things you feel you can improve on that will make you a better college player and ultimately a better professional player?
Well, first, I just want to be in elite shape. Like I was like in shape, but I want to be in elite shape. Like, I don't get tired. And, you know, just like knowing my spots on the floor, like getting to those spots when I want to. And yeah, that's really it for real.
And are you, do you feel like you can improve, as a 3-point shooter? I mean, you ended up shooting, I think 36%, which is solid, but do you think you can become even a better 3-point shooter just by working on your shot and putting up a lot of shots a day?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Tell me, and this could be basketball wise, or this could be off the court. What did you, and if you don't understand this question, you guys tell me, I don't know what you're talking about. What did you learn, G, about yourself during this past season? Did you learn anything that you can say, hey, you know, here's what I learned and I'm going to use that in the future?
I mean, I learned I can really just get through perseverance. I feel like a late start, like I didn't get that time with my teammates to bond with them and off and like the summertime, where summertime is really like a big time. And I feel like I just missed it. So I feel like getting over that hump of letting the guys really know who I am and what I bring to the team. I feel like just getting over like perseverance for sure.
And of course, you're going to have an opportunity as a fifth year senior next year to be a leader. And do you feel like that's something you can develop into, particularly with having that extra time with the players?
For sure. I feel like this summer I'll be able to like really use my voice, unlike last summer, because I could talk from the sideline, but now I could be on the court all summer with the freshmen, knowing like this is my fifth year, and really just helping them learn, helping them know like how this game is.
Rob, same question to you. And one of the things I learned about you that I didn't I was concerned, and you tell me if you were even concerned, that having been at Wake, redshirted last year, so no game action, limited minutes as a freshman at Wake, I was concerned, poor Rob McCray, as talented as he is, it's going to be a transition. All of a sudden, he's playing. Mm. He hadn't really played in two years.
Yeah.
So tell me what you learned about yourself. That may be one of the things you learned, is that despite that layoff, really, in playing competitive basketball, you were able to not miss a beat. So is that, how did that happen? How did you just did you feel any concern that you wouldn't be able to step right in and be productive?
I definitely would say I was lacking confidence. You know, I was questioning myself, like, if I'm not the same player, or like, what if I just can't get it done?
Yeah.
But you know, this season, like, I surprised myself, honestly. Like, I just went out there and hoop and gained my confidence back a little bit. So
you had some reservations, some questions as to whether you would. And was that part of that, because of that being, you know, just sitting that role you had where you redshirted and then you just didn't play much as a freshman? But of course you had been had to know that you could play by what you did in practice up at Wake Forest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely took a toll on me though. So, you know, just gaining that confidence back, that was my biggest thing.
And you've got the confidence back, I would assume, based on the way you played, particularly in that conference tournament last week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Guys, this time of year is an exciting time for college basketball fans. It's exciting time with the NCAA tournament. Really started last night with some first four games, and now by this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be in full force, March Madness. Do you like enjoy watching the NCAA tournament as a player? Do you enjoy watching other teams play this time of year?
Yeah, I do, because the competitive edge. I feel like no matter if it's 1 versus 16, like every team goes out there and just wants to win. And I feel like it's just good ball, because late year, everybody just gives it their all.
And you'll be watching. Yeah, you got any favorites that you expect to maybe be cutting down the nets in early April?
I wouldn't say favorite, because I'm not like a fan of any other school. But I would say if I had to choose somebody to win, UConn, just because they won last year and they're just experienced.
Yeah. And tell me, do you put yourself in Stetson's shoes to get UConn first round? You obviously know Stetson very well. What do you think they can be competitive? 16-1 games are tough for the 16. There's only been two upsets in the whole history of, the, of that 16-1 matchup. Do you think Stetson can be can give Utah can give Utah UConn some worries at least early on?
I would say they have to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say no, but I mean, I would say they have to play a perfect game.
Right. Rob, do you, will you watch the tournament?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any teams you like to will be following or particularly interested in or?
I like Kentucky.
You like Kentucky, okay?
I like UNC too.
All right, all right. Well, Kentucky's got a Rob that's pretty good. He reminds me a little bit of you.
Yeah, I know.
Very Rob Dillingham. Yeah. Yes. So they're a talented team. Who do you expect? Well, probably who would you think is has the best chance to win this whole thing? Or have you seen all
that's,
the
that's a tough one. I was looking at the brackets yesterday.
Okay. You think Carolina can do it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Did you get any animosity, any hostility against Carolina when you were at Wake? I thought Wake, from my recollection, Wake does not like Carolina, and Carolina thinks Wake is not really worthy of anything. So what was there much of a rivalry when you were there?
Yeah, a little bit, but just because like we knew that they thought we wasn't like they thought we wasn't good. So
yeah, they disrespect Carolina disrespects Wake. That's part of their nature. All right. So anybody you guys speaking of the tournament, one of the one seeds is Purdue. Mm-hmm. You guys played Purdue. I know Purdue struggled in this tournament for some reason. They come into the tournament, they're a high seed, and they get upset fairly early on. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You saw this team in person. What do you think? You think Purdue could win it all?
I think they could, but like you said, in past years, they've been selling with the same guys they have. But ultimately, like since they have the same guys, you would expect them not to make the same mistake. So they have a really good point guard, and then the best player in the world. I mean, world. the best big man in the country. So, yeah.
Were you favorably did coming out of that game? Were you convinced that he really is he's the real deal, Zach Edey?
Maybe not skill wise, but like size wise, I thought he was the real deal.
Yeah, and Rob, I think you you had a drive against him one time went down the lane, and then I don't know how you got this because he blocks everything, but you managed to separate, put your body into him, separate and score. So, but what were your impressions of Zach Edey, and what do you think about Purdue maybe making a run at this thing finally?
I mean, there's not much you can do with Zach Edey. He's 7'5". I mean, they just throw it up there to him, like the guard, like he get all those assists because of him. He just throw it up in there to him. So
do you think teams will they'll be able to be successful and he'll be able to dominate inside during the tournament?
I don't think they're gonna win it.
You don't think? Yeah. Well, a lot of people just
like just like playing against them and then like seeing other teams. Like I don't think they're gonna win.
Yeah.
But
all right. So we've talked about the tournament coming up. I want to talk about shift gears a little bit on this next segment, and let's talk about. Let's assume Rob does not light it up to where he's a first rounder in the NBA draft. We're gonna make that an assumption. Even though we'll be cheering for you if you do, and be thrilled. Let's assume that, and G, you'll be back. So the two of you obviously will be two of the key guys, two of the leaders of this team coming back next year. You also return Steph Payne and Zach Bell. So those are four of the five starters you had really at the end of the season going and through the tournament. What are your expectations, G, for what this team can be next year? I know personnel-wise there can be some other adjustments and changes, but what are your expectations going into your fifth and your final year at JU?
My expectation is really just ultimately get back to that that championship game in the ASUN like I did my freshman year. And really, like you said, like me and Rob, like ultimately will help try to lead these guys. And like you said, four to five starters. We had that, I want to say, last year. When we had like Kevion, Jordan, Osayan, and Mike, we had four or five starters.
You did, yeah.
And that following year, we had pieces come in that just like it didn't click. So I feel like this year, if the four to five starters come back, we got to make sure it gels. everybody know the responsibilities and just really just connect and try to win ball games.
And Rob, what are you, have you thought about next year? I know you've got a number of things you're thinking about, but talk about the team situation and what you hope to accomplish and what you think you can do in this league next season.
The ultimate goal is definitely getting to the ASUN tournament and winning it.
Yes.
But I feel like we got that experience now. So, you know, I feel like they know what it takes to get there now. So all we got to do is like preach to the other guys, like we know what it takes, like, and just teaching them what it takes.
How do you, Rob, bring back as you prepare for next year, how do you bring back that energy and commitment and focus that was there in that tournament? I mean, obviously the way you played for those three nights in the tournament was as good. Those three games may have been three of your five best games of the whole season. Mm-hmm. So you got to that level. How do you bring that back? You just keep stressing to the younger guys what it takes to be that focused and that successful.
Yeah, that's gonna be my biggest thing. You know, just staying consistent, keeping the younger guys engaged, telling them like this and that. But I'm not much of a big talker.
Right.
But like I like to lead by example, so
right.
Just staying consistent with doing me.
And the leadership role is one that you'll be looked upon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they say in basketball or in football or any college sport or professional sport is a lot of guys will look to the best player, mm-hmm. the most talented player on their team.
Yeah.
And what is he doing? How hard is he working?
Exactly.
How does he really follow what the coaches say? And so that's an opportunity for you as the guy who most observers would say is the most talented player on this roster and perhaps one of the most talented, certainly in the ASUN.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a responsibility as that type of player to be a leader as well? And you said you like to lead by example, but do you feel like you can up your leadership game going into next season?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I could up my leadership game. Just being more vocal.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like,
and hopefully the show is giving you some of those skills to be a little bit more vocal, because I know you're naturally a shy, reserved personality. You're not mm-hmm. someone who's going to just talk and talk and talk.
Yeah.
But I think you're realizing that you're capable of being a little bit more vocal, and that'll be important for leadership going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, it's been a terrific season, particularly the end of the season.
Yeah.
It was a season of probably some underachieving due to injuries, but also just due to not putting it together until the end. So let's hope that next season can be one that JU can make a true run and take care of the ASUN competition. And this time, hopefully next year, we're talking March Madness, because you guys are in the madness and getting ready to play. So I appreciate your participation during the season, and we will we'll have other shows that we'll discuss JU basketball and discuss how the two of you guys are doing as well. So thank you for being the co-host of the of Dunking with the Dolphins. And G, Rob certainly did enough dunking with the Dolphins this year, but I think you're going to have to work on the vertical.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to get you. I know you can dunk. I mean, I know you can, but we're going to have to get you at least a couple of dunks
in game,
some game dunks, so that we can truly, you know, have you part of this show.
Exactly.
And call it Dunking with the Dolphins.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you.